JD's Heroes.
It's Wednesday, and what we do on Wednesdays is we search for heroes. Today is a Father's Day special, and we've been looking for the best dad across Coventry and Warwickshire. Claire Goff is from Nuneaton and believes that she's got the best dad in Coventry and Warwickshire, don't you, Claire?
I do, yes.
Now, your dad's called Stephen Miles. Does he know that you've nominated him for this award this week?
No, he doesn't.
OK, so tell me all about your dad, Stephen.
I think my dad is amazing. He's had the worst year of his life. His dad passed away, which was really devastating. And then a few weeks later, his marriage of 30 years broke down, which was really hard as well. But he never frowned or complained. He just sort of got on with it. He did a massive bike ride for cancer research as well while all this was happening. And then he had to move out of his house that he'd worked his whole life for and live with my sister for a while. And then sort of before Christmas, things started to look up a bit. He got his own flat and it looked like things were finally sort of turning around. But then earlier this year, he got made redundant as he worked at Door Mill, which closed down, so he lost his job.
All this going on, how on earth did he cope with it, Claire?
He just took it on the chin and carried on, and I was going through uni at the time, and he supported me and was always telling me how proud he was and, you know, helping out with childcare, and he never complained, was never down. He was always kind of that's life attitude and supported me and my brother and my sister.
And how are things? I mean, you sound really emotional when you talk about your dad and the story.
I know.
Bless you. Has it had a knock-on effect to the rest of the family?
We kind of tried to rally around him and support him, but he's such an independent guy, you know, he never wants to pass on his burdens to us, because we've all got our own lives as well. So he kind of just doesn't want to worry us, but I kind of just wanted to let him know how proud we were of him and, you know, how grateful we are to have him, because he's the best dad.
Now, we've got a little treat for your dad. So what we'll do, we'll call him and you can tell him exactly how much of a daddy is to you and what he means to you, and then we'll surprise him as well. I tell you what, you get yourself some tissues, collect your thoughts, bless you.
Okay.
We'll play a song and then we'll surprise your dad, Stephen, after this on the JD Show. You okay to hold there for us, Claire?
Yeah, that's fine.
Today is a JD Hero Father's Day special. We've been asking you to nominate your dad if you think he's the best in Coventry and Warwickshire. Claire Goff from Nuneaton did just that. In one word, how would you sum up your dad, Claire?
Incredible.
Is he into gadgets? Because me and Roisin have sorted something for him that's quite gadgety, I suppose.
Well, he's just got his first screen type phone, so he's getting there. Sort of trying to teach him.
Right, we're going to put his number in, we're going to ring him, and you can tell him just how much of a special dad he is, all right?
Okay.
Hello, is that Stephen Miles?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Stephen. My name's JD, and I have the lovely Roisin here with me.
Morning, Stephen.
And I have somebody you might know on the other line. Claire, you've nominated your dad for the Best Dad in Coventry and Warwickshire Hero Award this week. Do you want to tell him why?
I nominated you because all of us close to you know what a terrible year you've had. Everything that's been thrown at you, you've sort of taken it on with amazing strength. You're always positive and happy and you've never complained. And you're always saying that you're really proud of like me, David and Alison. But actually, I'm really proud that you're my dad. And I thought you deserved something really special for Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Have I got an holiday to the Maldives?
Unfortunately, we haven't got that. But we have got your daughter, Claire, who's just gushed about you and got very, very emotional talking about the rough time that you've been through recently. How have you managed to kind of pick yourself up, Stephen, and come out the other end?
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, I mean, I'm very fortunate, the fact that, like I say, Claire said I've got three wonderful children. I've also got a fantastic brother and a nephew, and wonderful friends, and these sort of people help you through these difficult times. And, you know, one door closes, another one opens. And
Claire was telling us about, you know, being made redundant and stuff. Have you sorted that out? Are you back in work now?
Well, at the moment, I'm still looking for employment, so fingers crossed, maybe something will turn up shortly.
It was a big thing when Dawn Mill closed, wasn't it, for so many people in the area? I mean,
Yeah, it was. It was a shock, really. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, young families. I mean, obviously more debt than I've got, so they've probably got it more difficult than me.
me.
We know that dads are into their gadgets, and as Claire nominated you, we're going to give you one of these brand new Asus phone pads. It's worth 180 quid. It's like a 7-inch Android tablet that makes calls, sends texts, sends emails, gets on the internet, as well as everything you can usually do as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I hope it comes with instructions, eh?
It certainly does.
Teenagers, work it.
Stephen, despite all you've been through, you sound so happy and still enjoying life. You know what I mean? It's great to hear.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank your daughter. Claire made the nomination.
Well, thank you, Claire, and I'll catch up with you later.
I know you will.
As your mum used to say, you've got to come home for your tea.
What an amazing relationship just there between dad and daughter. And what a great man as well. Been a pleasure hearing Stephen's story on JD's Heroes this week. Don't forget, if you've got a hero that you want to surprise, nominate them online at freeradio.co.uk. It's 20 past 8.
The JD Show.
Mark's on the line. Mark, what can I do for you, mate?
We heard the story that you had on the radio this morning about the guy looking... he's trying to get himself back into work. We at Scopes Menswear wanted to do something to contribute. We wanted to give you a suit with a free shirt and tie to the value of £175.
Oh, do you know what? That is really lovely.
We thought we would contribute and do our bit.
You know, the poor bloke's had a really rough year and, you know, it all kind of ended with him losing the job at the mill, didn't it? At the coal mine. So, yeah, that would really help. That is brilliant. So we'll send him to you and he can get, like, a proper transformation.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Well, we're based in West Orchards in Coventry, next to W.A. Smith, so...
What are you called again, Mark?
We're called Scopes Menswear. We specialise in suit shirts and ties.
Yeah, I think I know. Are you near... You know where you get your watch repaired?
That's right, yeah. You've been in before, JD, and Rasheen.
I
sorted it out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think I bought a suit in there.
Funny that, Rasheen, because that's what
they
sell,
right, you
idiot.
Yeah, all idiot.
Hey, Mark, Mark, thank you ever so much. I'm sure Stephen would really, really appreciate that. So thanks for your generosity, mate.
Hey, brilliant. Not a problem at all. Anything to help.
Robbie Williams and Supreme on Free Radio. Hello. JD here. It's 8:38. GCSEs and A-levels continue, and we're getting lots of good luck messages this morning. We'll try and get them all done if we can. Rowan and Dalton's on the way to school. Mum and Dad want to say hello to him, and good luck in your GCSE exam this morning. Another one, happy 11th birthday to Caitlin. That's from Mum, Dad and Drew in Longford as well. And another one, please wish my friend Layla a happy birthday. Love from Darren and all her colleagues at Thompson. 87867, if you want to get in touch, start your message with JD, or you can call us anytime, 02476 555 444. Going to play David Guetta and Passenger very soon, but let's answer this one. Hello, Free Radio, who's that?
Hi, good morning, it's Adrian Coleman from Hotel The Tour in Birmingham.
Hello, Adrian, are you all right, mate?
Yes, I'm good. I'm just on my way into work this morning, and I've just heard about the dad that's had not such a great year.
Yeah.
And quite touched about that, and we would be at the hotel. So I've just spoken to the guys, and we'd like to offer him a free lunch for four, for Sunday lunch at the hotel.
Oh, very nice. That's really, really kind of you.
I tell you what, because I don't know if he's still listening to the radio, so I tell you what, let's ring him. It was Stephen, wasn't it? Yeah, let's ring Stephen and let him know, because we've had the suit bin off as well. Are you okay, told then? You can tell him yourself.
Yeah, no problem at all. It'd be great to speak to him.
It was Adrian, wasn't it?
Yeah, Adrian. I'm the ops director at Hotel The Tour in Birmingham.
Then let's try and get hold of Stephen. Bear with me, old dear. Typical dad. I don't think he's going to answer. Adrian, hold that. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll try his daughter, Claire, who made the nomination. I think we've got a number to hand. Producer Tom, you're the man with the digits. Will you put that in and let's try and give her a call?
Hello?
Hey, Claire, it's JD from Free Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you okay now? I know it was a bit emotional earlier.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And after we said goodbye to you and your dad, how did he react? Did you give him a ring, afterwards?
He rang me straight up after and told me that I was in big trouble, but that he loved me, so it's fine.
Oh, now, I know he's a bit busy this morning, but I've got Adrian on the phone. I don't know if you heard earlier, we had the guys from West Orchards calling from Scope Menswear. They're going to give your dad a complete makeover with a brand new suit, shirt, tie, the lot.
Oh, wow.
And Adrian's on the phone from Hotel La Tour. Now, he's travelling from home to the hotel this morning. Adrian, this is Claire, the daughter who made the
Claire,
nomination.
Hi, Claire, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Hi. We've heard the story, and I'm just on my way into work, and we'd like to offer your dad a table for four at Sunday lunch at the hotel in Birmingham, Hotel La Tour. Complimentary lunch for four and wine and drinks. Guys.
That was incredible. Thank you so much.
Oh, and wine. What a bonus.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, that's
You're
really...
very welcome, Claire.
He'll be so chuffed. He'll be so happy. Thank you.
Claire, how generous are people? Do you know what I mean?
I know, yeah, and you never really expect anything, but that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and once again, thanks for sharing the story with us. Trevor Sutton's actually just texted. He said, JD, when you hear a call like the guy from the suit shop, it makes you proud to live in Coventry. Good on them. Thank you to the suit shop in West Orchards. And also, thanks to Hotel La Tour. Sorry, I'm just looking for the name of the suit shop. I've written it down.
Scope.
Yeah. Menswear in West Orchards, who offered Stephen, our JD's hero this week, a suit and Hotel La Tour for the menu. That's nice. The JD Show.